kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Welcome to the program, Shai, Rainier, and Christine.
Thank you.
Gaano kayo katagal kaparte ng Shuttle Masher?
I'm from Sydney. Lumipat ako ng Melbourne just last year. And then dahil bago ako dito sa Melbourne, I wanted something, a group na parang I will belong to. So a friend of mine regularly plays with Shuttle Masher, and then na-invite ako. Ayun, doon ako nagsimula.
Alright, and you, Shai?
Ako naman, late 2023. So, migrated here 2022 as well. So, since bata pa, I've been playing badminton, representing my school everywhere. And then, when I came in here, I heard there's like a badminton club. So, it got me excited and I want to go back so that I can be sexy as well. Balik ang dog program.
Alright. Thanks, Shai. You, Rainier?
I think mid 2023. So I played in various clubs, social clubs, and then I was from North, and then I moved to Northwest. Then I discovered this Shuttle Masher every Friday in Gobelbang Stadium. Then I joined their socials.
Kayo ba ay isa sa mga una, Rainier and Shai? Kayo ay isa sa mga unang Shuttle Masher, like part kayo ng founding group.
Yeah. The founding group is actually our president, Karen. So they started this club because Gobelbang Stadium has Melton Badminton Club that they have organized na training for juniors, for kids. So the mommies, while waiting for the babies, while waiting for them, why we not book a court as well for the parents? So while the kids are playing, we will play. So that started, it started from that thought that while the kids train, the moms will enjoy, or the moms or the parents will enjoy. And then from then on, Rainier played in Shuttle Masher, and as he said, my background siya sa vet, sa tournament, and he was the one who introduced VVBA to us. And then he goes, oh, okay, we'll try. So,
It's purely, should I say, accident introduction, because we have two teams. I invited my friends. Then, unfortunately, we're not able to register under Dubs because skill site is always full. Like, the registration, and first come, first serve, fastest finger. Then, I told them, let's register Shuttle Masher in VVA, but we will better register it in Badminton Victoria to be more like official, a bigger club, our journey towards bigger club. Sabi nga, what will happen to Shuttle Masher? Kasi they spread out now into from one group, one club to, and then I said, I think it's better because once you spread out this good news, they will spread it also to the others, especially our friends in Southeast. I think they started in one team, the Badass. Now they have three. So
it's like a domino effect.
There was a domino, and it's really good, not only for, because we started as in a Filipino community. And then a lot of the players now came, expressed their interest. Can we join then? So we are now multicultural, especially Melton, because Melton is the very multicultural community there.
Quick question, ano ang epekto sa inyo ng badminton? And may mga kids ba kayo lahat?
Yeah.
So lahat kayo may kids, diba? So ano yung effect ng badminton sa inyo? Christine?
Ako walang kid, pero ang effect sa akin, meron akong nilook forward every week na gagawin. Kasi I'm an IT, most likely nakaupo lang ako, lang gagawa. Tapos even I wanted in my mind na mag-exercise, hindi talaga. I tried to go to the gym, not successful. Parang hindi para sa akin. Being a social person, I need a group na may mga kasamang mga tao, and I think the badminton really is the one for me. Kaya yun.
Well, for me, it has really helped me with my mental health. I just gave birth 5 months ago. So parang dahil sa badminton, parang may postpartum blues or depression nawala. Kasi if you just give birth, big changes. Pero parang dahil nagawa ko yung pagpapawis, I'm meeting new people, parang my anger, I'm pushing it sa smash. I'm putting it towards the smash. So, parang may, parang nagiging okay ako. It made me okay mentally, and then as well, it is a big impact with my family because of me, my husband's also play badminton. So parang it, last year we forgot our 10th anniversary because we were playing badminton, and at the end of the game, like, wait, this is our 10th anniversary. And it has become the day, the badminton is like, we're just like, and then the kids, I have three boys and a girl, and then the youngest is a girl now. My eldest is also playing badminton, so it has become like a family bonding at the same time, and then meeting new friends as well, which is good because if you are overseas, it's really hard to, you know, to look for a community where you'll be very welcome, mm-hmm. and at the same time that you can rely on as well. So I think the SBC has given me that safe place and environment.
And you, Rainier?
My advocacy is really for having an active activity to be involved in sports. And I just noticed that the Filipino community are not really involved in very famous AFL sports here. So I said, I think it's better if we have a sports where any gender, age brackets, and also whatever is your skills can join. Because in Filipino community, mostly basketball. And basketball is dominant by men.
Mm-hmm.
So how about those in LGBTQ? How about those moms? How about those 40s? So I told them that I think it's better na magkaroon, maging active in these sports where everybody can play. So, because I think I've been friendly before, maybe until now.
So, very friendly.
Yeah, so I said, I think it became successful in terms of pag-introduce ko sa VBA in the community there. And then it's not only now of the Filos community, but also a lot of the other backgrounds also joined. Yeah. And that became an avenue so everybody can really enjoy and play.
Can you attest that with the sports badminton, age doesn't matter?
Oh, really? Definitely. He can attest to that.
Yes.
John can attest to that. And then we have, players that, yeah, like 80s, 60s, and they're very active. And it's like amazing. Kasi nga, parang, it's inspired me, like, someday I want to be like that. Because as you know, Filipinos' lifespan most likely like 65, 70 because of our lifestyle. But because of this community, parang, maybe I can reach that age, 80. And then we also have like as young as, we have kids that we are also have them train. Like my son's 5 years old and then he's training as well. So age doesn't really matter in this game. Mm. As long as you have strong knees and a strong arm, and then you can play.
And kayo, paano nyo ine-encourage yung mga Filipinos din? Natulad sabi ni Rainier, hindi naman lahat sumasali sa iba't ibang sports, right? Pero paano nyo ine-encourage na, huy, sali kayo dito sa group namin?
Anyone na makakilala namin, kasi karamihan yung mga naglalaro doon, hindi pa siya part ng mga social group eh. So yung iba, mga set of friends lang nila. So reach out. Yes, and then word by mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ganun ang gagawa namin.
Actually, like more 19% of our members are Filipino. So like we're more than, like we have 9 teams and then mga 90.
80.
Parang 80. 80 so active, parang 80 active players because Shuttle Masher is hindi lang siya sa like in one place like Cobble Bank. We have collaborated with other socials like sa Southeast, sa North, you know, so parang, and then most socials are there, the organizers are Filipino. So parang it's a way for us na maging mag-socialize and at the same time, and then yun, 90% talaga Filipino. And then we are already mixed because some of us as well have husbands or partner na ibang lahi. So para kung late mauwi, sasama na ang husband. Laro ka na, tayo na dalawa ang malate. Hindi mag-aaway. So parang it has become like, kasi nga, the spouse is very active, invite the other partner, and then, yeah, so naging open na din kami sa ibang lahi.
Yung the tournament itself encouraged a lot of
true.
Communities, or not only Philip, to to learn, to learn, not to learn to play, how to play badminton. That's why, like, we have a new team, and we told Lin, Lin, can you put them in lower level? They're really beginners. Because it's, for us, it became successful talaga introducing them. So, kumikita actually the mga badminton state courts. They're now, they have good profits because of, because there's a lot of players. The tournament itself talaga, it helped. To encourage them, because it's, as Lin said, it's not purely a very competitive tournament. It's social and friendly tournament as well. And they like to travel as well in the regional. When they, when we went to Wodonga, Albury, we are like 5-6 teams. And then there's a lot of word of mouth now. Oh, so happy. We bring our kids. I think that was November 1st?
November 1st, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, just, and then we have the SBC also have some activities sa mga sa kids. Like,
we have a Halloween, Halloween party.
They introduce a Halloween party in, in the van, in the accommodation. So, and then it becomes a word of mouth to other parents, and then they join, and then... And then from, then we have this massive teams was in recently in Geelong. So...
So, kayo guys, nagta-travel kayo per region din. Kahit saan yan. Geelong, Ballarat.
Especially her.
Oh, I'm the representative of the regional.
She's like, been to a most of them.
I'm very new. Like I said, I came from Sydney. So, dito sa Victoria, when I was in Sydney, I tried to explore, but just my husband. But with the badminton, more so with a lot of people, with new friends. So, much more exciting. And like Rainier said, nagpunta kami ng Wodonga last year. It's my first time to get to Wodonga itself. We always just pass by from it, right? From Sydney to Melbourne. Yun yung border. Pero just to be in that area, I got surprised na maganda pala yung lugar. Akala namin it's just a normal ghost town or puro ano lang, puro mga buhangin lang or something. But it turns out it's a very lively community.
We're able to appreciate the regional places because of the VBA joining that tournament.
And so, it's a good thing as well kasi nga may mga players din kami na don't have cars and then just arrive here on a student visa and then we offer carpool. Okay, sabay na kay carpool. So, for them, parang it's a big impact na, oh, we're able to go to the place na may kasama, na hindi nahirapan sa transportation. At the same time, na pumunta for a tournament slash vacation and then spend time with friends. So.
Maganda yung nasabi mo, Shaino. So, yung Filipino hospitality. Nandun pa din. Bayanihan na tinatawag natin sa atin, di ba? Hindi nawawala yun. Like, lagi nyo yung ginagawa every tournament or every na magkakasama kayo.
The only concern, my personal concern with them is, we're so loud. Sorry, but we're so loud in the court. And I said, oh,
I really
God.
Want to have karaoke sometimes. Compliant naman. Oh, sorry, sorry. So, we're, just, we're still loud, but nasa...
I don't know with Lynn if there are some complaints about our loud.
Yeah, we are loud.
If you watch the BWF, every rally is like, oh, there's always
people.
The Badminton World Federation tournaments. But they're not really very loud. They just. That's the energy sometimes.
The enthusiasm is just off
exactly.
We like the enthusiasm.
So, I'm not sure kasi siguro beginner ako. I don't mind kung maingay yung habang naglalaro ko kasi sobrang focus ko. Hindi ko sila naririnig. So, I'm just playing.
Yeah. And the players also gusto, they want also a bit of cheers because mostly like the nerves, the you know, they feel they're shaking. But if someone cheer for them, it makes them more relaxed.
Ito sa sinabi ni Shai kanina na, you know, you offer like carpool, especially may mga kasali din with student visa or temporary visa. Malapit sila sa inyo, do they really ask for your help?
Actually, I always offer help. So, especially like, for instance, like, because we will ask them, we will have there's a tournament in, like, in Geelong, because we have a friend don't have a car. Like, because My problem is I don't have transfer. It's okay, I can pick you up, or you can come with us. And then, you know, simple things like that. And then, because for me, I really appreciate na them playing for our club. And in return, I also want to give that service na di sila mahirapan, na at the same time, they will be comfortable. And at the same time, while nasa car, chika-chika, mga ganun. And I think that's the goal of Shutter Masher Badminton Club, where everyone is welcome, mm-hmm. and then we will always offer help. Like, because I think that's the one thing that we would like to emphasize for advocation. Kasi bayanihan ba as a Filipino? Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, like, for instance, last year we made tournament kami badminton for a cause, and then we mostly we help. Like those winning team nanalo, they gave the prize like 1,500 to a cancer institute. May isa din na for couples for Christ, may isa din na for church. So we wanted to have that kind of environment as well. Na we also have a purpose aside from na mag-help sa mga tao at the same time.
Yeah. In addition to that, we have also invited players who have some depression, so that they have diversion outlet in their life. Because we have some good friends now, we know that he or she's undergoing some sort of depression. So we invited him or her to join in the socials and give her also opportunity to join in the tournament, go to other places. It helps. It's not only like fun. We also try to help also those people who is undergoing such difficult times as well.
Okay.
Especially also those students visa as well. Like, they are just confined in their accommodation, their house, and we help them as well to join and go to other places.
Paano nyo i-invite or message to all the Filipinos who wanted to join the club?
Ikaw na,
how do you encourage? Rainier, Christine, and Shai.
Ikaw muna.
Ikaw muna.
Ikaw, Rainier.
To join not just the club, I think the BBA. I think for what I can say is, even though you don't know how to play badminton, even just try. And if you still have some sort of mental issues, depression, or maybe health struggle, just try. Personally, I have also my health struggle, but I keep on playing. This became like my inspiration to keep moving. So you have to play, not because you want to just have fun, but also there's a deeper meaning in joining sports, especially badminton. So, and you have to explore that.
And Christine, it's coming from a newbie.
Yes, lalo na sa mga bago, yung mga hindi talaga nakakapaglaro. Kasi join any badminton club, join Shuttle Masher. We are very much welcome na tanggapin kayong mga newbie. So wag mahihiya. Mm-hmm. We are all pare-parehas dito.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and shy.
Yeah, so actually, I'm Shuttle Masher Badminton Club. It's actually like club na who welcomes beginners, because some socials only intermediate. And we're very proud to say na we welcome you wholeheartedly, and then it will be social. And at the same time, we also have players na from beginners improved to intermediate, and at the same time able to go to tournaments everywhere. And then we all are so happy with their progress. And at the same time, we want to encourage everyone na even though you're a newbie, don't be afraid, is one of our program in Shuttle Masher is we're gonna be offering training sessions with our players, because I just completed my coach course for beginners, and then that's one of our program na ma-retain ang players sa Shuttle Masher Badminton Club.
So what can you say about the support of VBVA, like Lynn, John, and maybe other staff?
Well, Lynn Special is very well supported. We always nudge her, email her. So, like, we have for VBVA, they always accommodate our queries. So, like, halimbawa, may mga players kami na injured, and then we need to have, like, fill in right away. So, even though in the middle of the night, we will call Lynn, and she's really welcoming to answer our call with Karen, and we really appreciate that. And then when it comes to Shuttle Masher Badminton Club, and I think, very supportive, not with our club, but for every other club, especially those who are starting pa.
So the opportunity that BBA given to us to host this statewide tournament, especially a Filipino badminton club in Melton, a very some of you are maybe unknown council, but it's one of the fastest growing council in Australia, not just in Victoria. So it's really a big honor for us, the support. And when they said yes, because we expressed our interest and they said, yes, you can you can host. Mm-hmm. That's really a very big support, not just sa Filipino, but also all the communities there, all the in Melton.
And this is the last. So do you guys often have gathering after the tournament or after the play? Like
usually,
do you guys also invite other backgrounds, other nationalities?
Yeah,
you guys give them a taste of adobo.
Oh, definitely.
And karaoke. There's always karaoke after the tournament.
Wherever we go, every Christmas, we always
bring karaoke machine.
Yeah, so
it's still noisy.
Very good, very noisy. And then I think that's what most of my other race friends are. Oh, you bring adobo, you bring lumpia. They always say that. So we always sometimes we will try to host a Christmas party for them. Na they will come so that we can gather. Then after tournament, win or lose, dine out tayo, ganon. Oh, so parang ganon din. Yeah, so we will have our Shuttle Masher Badminton Club Vets Tournament in March 14 and 15. And this will be held in three stadiums. One in Cobblebank Stadium. The other is in Playpoint, Melton. And the last is in ACM, Truganina. And then on the 15th, we will have our awarding in Cobblebank Stadium. And in the Philippine Times would also feature us on that day.
We would like also to invite players who were not able to join the Melton tournament to join the Ballarat.
Yeah.
So if they can go to our Facebook page, the Shuttle Masher, they can express their interest so that we can register them in the Ballarat, which is on April 18 and 19.
Lynn, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here in SBS. First and foremost, can you talk us about what is VBVA, or Victorian Badminton Veterans Association?
Okay, Victorian Badminton Veterans Association is an affiliated body with Badminton Victoria. It's a voluntary run non-profit organisation providing opportunity for men and all players, so regardless of sex, from age of 35 and upwards, to play and enjoy the game of badminton. Competitions are held in a social fun environment at various Melbourne and regional sports centres across Victoria. All right, the actual association started in 1982, so it's over 40 years ago, getting close to 45 years. It came about as an idea from players who had been playing at Kilsyth in the Country Week Championships. Some of the players there were getting to be age 40 and over, and what they were finding, I think, was that many of the Country Week players were younger players, and therefore they were finding it hard to compete. So they came up with the idea of trying to set up tournaments, weekend tournaments, for players what was then 40 years and over, and it's continued on since then.
Personally, both of you, how long have you been part of the association?
I've been involved with VBVA for 25 years as a player, and more recently in the last 6 years as a committee member.
Okay, and you, John?
I played in one of the early tournaments in 1982 at Wodonga. I wasn't quite of legitimate age at that time. I think I was about 35, 36. But to manage to fill up extra teams, and for that tournament in Wodonga, they had 16 teams, which was a good start for that particular area. And obviously most of the teams had travelled from Melbourne to Wodonga for that particular tournament.
So for the association, John and Lynn, what's the main goal of the team or the group?
I guess we're here to promote badminton, to offer a venue for the slightly older, although I begin to think 35 is not that old these days, but to be able to play badminton, and also I guess supporting the regions has been one of the focuses. to bring players to mm-hmm. the different country towns. It helps the country town, and it's very friendly and enjoyable environment.
Yes, because I think some of you mentioned like the age range of the players are from 35 above. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's not really that old. They said life begins at what, 40, 50?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's probably encouraging a lot of people. What can you say about the growth of the players, like the people who join over the years? Did it increase over the years?
I think generally it did increase in the earlier years. But we had a little bit of a slowdown period in the, 15 years ago, which is when the association considered changing the age limit and dropping it to 35, which certainly has increased our player numbers. We have in the vicinity of 1,500 players that play actively each year. But general active players, we've got nearly 3,000 that are... So not everybody plays every tournament. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased to say currently we've got 16 of our 80-year-old plus players still playing. Mm-hmm. So they started, look, when John did, a long time ago, and they're still playing.
I am just curious. During the pandemic, how did you guys cope with the association? Of course, has been paused, everything has been halted. So how did you cope? Like, how were you able to continue the association after the pandemic and even handling the current situation at that time?
We did manage to play a few tournaments over the pandemic time, like pre and post the lockdowns, but we only had about 2 tournaments on those 2 years. But we obviously kept communicating with our players, which we do on a regular basis. And I guess to support the players when we finally did get back at full force again, we waived the fees and we did a few things to help both the clubs and the players and to encourage them all to come back, and they come back in full swing.
In terms of the tournaments, I know there's a lot of tournaments every month, maybe every week in the whole Victoria. So can you talk us about those tournaments that you're creating for the Victorian?
Okay, for this year, we have 11 weekend tournaments on the calendar. Of those, Geelong has already happened. It was last several weeks ago. Melton, a new one, is coming up with SBC being the host coordinators there. Later on, we move to Ballarat, Latrobe Valley, Swan Hill, Western Suburbs, Bendigo, Eaglehawk, Shepparton, Diamond Valley are getting a tournament this year, Wodonga or Albury-Wodonga, and Sale Mafra. So there are quite a range of, let's call them, Melbourne tournaments, yeah, and a very good range of regional tournaments.
As an association, we sort of sit over at the top of all of the hosts, and yes, we meet with the hosts each year. We have a number of clubs that are interested in becoming hosts, and we have a couple on our list already wanting to host in 2027. Mm-hmm. But the majority of our hosts have been with us for many, many years, so we will continue to support them while they can continue to support us, but at the same time give new hosts an opportunity to enter, and hopefully they might want to continue as well. You never know.
And having said that, how do you support the veteran badminton players?
Okay, we run a grading system so that what it attempts to do is to enable players to play against people approximately their own standard. Now, that can vary within teams because you can have strong and weaker players in a team, so it's not a perfect system. But in general, you are playing against players roughly your own standard, and there are grades from A grade, and there might be 4 divisions of A grade. B grade, C grade, down to currently C, D grade. Mm-hmm. So players are graded. Therefore, the teams, when they enter their teams, the team average is worked out, and based on that, the teams are put into pools of either four or six teams for the weekend, mm-hmm. and hopefully everyone's going to have lots of fun.
Right. That's definitely what it's about, enjoying yourself.
Yeah. And being in the association for, let's say, more than 20 years, what are the greatest achievements that you can share or that you can remember of the association? There must be a lot, for sure.
I think it's just the social aspect of being away. Well, in many cases, if you go to the regional areas, you're away for the weekend. If you're in Melbourne, yes, you do travel home, and it's not quite the same in many cases. Unless you're actually travelling from the regional areas to Melbourne, then those teams stay around, socialise for dinner on the Saturday, or could be Friday night and Saturday nights, and then travel back home. So it's more the socialisation and the fun people have. They come across, meet up with people at each tournament, and they really have a good time.
You know, it's really a good thing that you guys mentioned the socialization, because here in Australia, there's always a study that loneliness, especially for the elders, are increasing, like, the percentage every year. Mm-hmm. So do you think, guys, these activities, especially the association, really helps a lot of people?
Oh, definitely. I think you find as you go to the various regions, when we're running a tournament, you'll arrive at a restaurant at night and you'll end up sitting there with 20 or 30 other players that have been on the courts as well. So it is, as John said, it's a very, very social, friendly atmosphere that we try to support. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the fact that we've still got our 80 pluses playing, and they're out there enjoying that Saturday night as well as everybody else. Yeah.
And you guys, just like being an ordinary person each day, how do you guys encourage, like, maybe the old people in joining the organization? You know, because you have to be active, right?
I don't know that we do that very well, but during the year we do what we call give out Golden Achiever Awards to those who turn 80, which is well received at the tournaments, because people recognise that they've survived and are enjoying playing the game at that age. They can obviously see the benefits of being involved and the socialisation that's involved. And surprisingly enough, in presenting some of those awards, have investigated from the people how long they've been playing. Many of them have only started playing badminton in their late 30s, 40s, sometimes even 50s, which surprised me, actually, given that I grew up with playing badminton. Mm-hmm. I just assume most people have played since primary school, secondary school years. not so. They mostly seem to take it up, many of them in that are long-lasting, in that 35 plus 40, 50, 60 year age group, and they thoroughly enjoy the exercise and B, the social connections that they make.
And speaking of the connection, what can you guys say about the Filipino community, that, like, the Shuttle Masher Club? So what can you say about their involvement in the every tournament? Because you guys mentioned you have more than 50 plus groups, like, under the association, mm-hmm. right? So and a part of them are the Filipino community. So what are the reflection towards them?
I think I'd have to say the Shuttle Mashers bring with them enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. We always know they're there. They're not quiet.
No, they're not.
I would say boisterous, but that's a compliment, not a derogatory statement.
No, it's just lovely to see them enjoy themselves so much and really get involved, and that's what we visually see what's going on. Yeah.
Do they have a like an influence with the association? Like, are they very encouraging as well?
Yeah, they're certainly, their numbers have multiplied quite drastically, as Rainey will probably tell you. Yes, that certainly our new player, since you guys have joined, and a lot of the other new clubs, I must admit, have really grown quite considerably. I mean, I do the statistics for our president quite often, and the active players that play each year, if I go back maybe 4 years now, we barely would have 800 players playing actively each year. Now we're up to 1,500. Mm-hmm. So certainly things have developed quite a lot, and I guess that's certainly you've helped a lot, yes.
I would encourage anyone who's even remotely interested to look up for a local badminton club. The Badminton Victoria website has most of, well, all their Badminton Victoria members are shown on the website. They can go online and see who is the closest and times that they play on that website. We also have our own Badminton Victorian Veterans website, which encourages individual players, if they haven't got a team, to actually nominate themselves for a particular tournament. And if some teams occasionally are looking for a fill-in player, they are then allocated to those teams. So there's a way of getting into badminton if you really want to be there.
Yeah, just recently, just this week, got somebody who wants to play in your tournament from Sydney. And so, I mean, it's happening all the time. So, yes, they are playing. They'll be at Cobblebank Stadium in 2 weeks' time.
E like, e share, e comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.